Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. We back!
Signals, Smoking Joe in the house. What's up, OBB?
The old bitter man has come through to shed some bitterness.
They finally let the honky free.
I know.
Dude.
I read on
Facebook somewhere. The people who used to own the slaves, now the offsprings are the new Negroes. I'm assuming that OBB had ancestors been slave owners, so now he's changed it. That's what they say. What goes around comes around.
You know, yeah. There are not many pure Aryans, okay? Motherfuckers got killed with fucking Hitler, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of these niggas is mutts. And I watched this video. Check this out. I gotta give her a shout out. I don't know her name, but she is the best. No, she's not. She's a piece of shit, but she's a good piece of shit, right? Check this out. It's a video that went viral all over Facebook and everything. She Instagrammed this shit. She Instagrammed herself sucking her friend's dick in the courthouse, right? Her friend, whatever it is, sucking his dick in the courthouse. And so my man, our boy, Steve's boy, my boy, Tommy Sotomayor, told us all about it, where to go see the video, whether, you know what I'm saying? So I went to go check out her video and stuff, and it was interesting. I think that she did a decent job, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to be out there in the public building and handling her BI, you know, she was right, even at the end of the video, she was riding dude till he nutted. Then she put the camera to her stash, and you see the nut dripping out of her fucking snatch. And she straight wiped it with a finger and then licked it up. I was like, you see, those are go-getter points right there. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't have to do that, nigga. And nigga already nutted it up, but doing that was the extra mile right there. That was that extra step that a real bitch does, dogs. I gotta say, man, that a bitch like that is a bitch to be a friend. That's the type of friend a nigga needs. Air nigga me.
I really don't think
he did. Oh, man. Nigga. Dude was holding the camera. Oh, he wasn't even humping. He was probably like, oh, shit. I'm stuck. When the cops come up and like, yo, the bitch just took the shit. I didn't give it to her. You didn't see one time that I gave it to her, my nigga. play the video back, nigga. I didn't give her nothing. You know what I'm saying? She took shit off.
Yeah, no. I recorded it.
to maintain my ass.
Right.
I'm an unwilling participant. I said no, I don't know how many times. You can hear it if you drown out all the noise. You'll hear no. No.
Don't stop.
and then Tommy, because Tommy's the shit. Tommy got up on her Instagram, and then this is where the bitch fell off from me. You know what I'm saying? She's one of those bitches that she just want to fuck every black nigga in the world. This is what her she tried to do, just to solidify it. Wait, what's this? She was like, yo, for all my niggas on my page, all my sexy ass black niggas that have mixed children, yo, throw your names up. I want to have a list of all of y'all. So they were doing that. And the reason was so that she could delete those motherfuckers, because she was like, yo, mutts carry fleas. And I was like, damn, that's true, though. That's true.
You said that she was trying to fuck every nigger.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's good to have a goal.
Well, she don't want the niggas that fuck anything. See, if you throwing dick in white bitches and Latin bitches and Indian and Chinese bitches, she don't want you. You got to straight be a niggly bear, lover, okay? Straight just the black bitches, nothing else. You know what I'm saying? But if you only fucking black bitches and then you fuck that bitch, don't that like just within your race only you pass that germ? Because you know that bitch is fucking dirty. Don't give me that shit. Don't give me the shit that she ain't holding something. She ain't fucking her body ain't a motherfucking what is that shit? A beaker? What is that? What is the beaker? Her fucking belly is a beaker for diseases. Well, every nut that she's licking up, and which I'm not mad at her, because it would have been me. I'd have been like, see, listen, yo, here's a dollar. Go get a freaking ball, bitch, because you at least you deserve something. You know what I'm saying?
Here's bus fare.
No, I'm driving that bitch home. She's going through all that shit in the courthouse for me to go pay a ticket. I'm driving her home. But what I'm saying is, bitch, go get yourself a payday or something. Here, nigga, here's a dollar. Go get a payday. You know what I'm saying? A Snickers, a Milky Way, something. Make it satisfying, boo-boo. You know what I'm saying?
Payday.
You know what I mean? But bitch, the whole shit just sounded, it was magnificent. I was like, oh, man. All right, so what else is going on? I got a lot of shit going on. Oh, Smokey.
Yo.
Do you know that your cousins and your tias and your theos and all them niggas did a soft assault on the border?
Oh, what did they do now?
Yeah, they did an organized soft assault on the border. The shit was crazy. All you seen was all these Border Patrol agents in a line, right, with mace.
Yeah.
That's it. All they had was mace in their hands. And you see all these fucking Mexicans coming out of the shrub. And this one dude is kind of like hurting them, directing them. And they were like trying to get at it. And people get a mace, so they run back. And they try to direct them to like pinpoint them to one spot. Yeah, they try to soft assault on our country, bro. You got to tell your tias and tell your theos and them. Oh, yeah. They could chill, feel homes. Córale, güey, take it easy. Cálmate, chale. You know,
I don't
know. Did you miss us?
I sure did.
You're like, oh yeah, la primera firm. La primera vive, homes. So yeah, they was making throwing gang signs and shit. I was like, yo, man, not for nothing. And all Hispanics, we're all the same. There's not a good fuzzy from Mexico, Telemundo, CBS, whatever the fuck you have, wherever you are. We're the same people, but I'd have been shooting niggas, man. Because I was like, that shit don't even look, that don't even look fun. To be there, shoulder to shoulder with all your fucking compadres with mace. Like, yo, man. All right, how about, listen, why don't you put me in secondary? I hold the back, at least the back.
I hope they have that mace that shoots really far and a whole lot.
Yo, were you watching all these fucking fake protests, their little mini riots? They were fucking macing people out there. No, Chuck, that's an assault, not for nothing. If you mace somebody, that's just as good as trying to stab them. It's an assault. You know what I'm saying? Because someone could be so disoriented, he run the street and get run over. But, I mean, there was no cars or nothing. But they were getting beat up and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know what? They're trying to do this so that some asshole comes up with trying to put a bill or legislation where we're not allowed to protest no more. So that way, if we, you know, bring a group of people together, they come and they find us or they arrest us. They're going to do some stupid shit like that. I said, what they should have been doing was every single person out there should have been allowed to go out there to protest and then escorted right into the back of a paddy wagon. You know what I'm saying? You done? You done protesting? Come on in. You got yourself a drink? Come on in. No, everybody. You know what? You're the mayor of whatever city that they're going to do that protest. Stop the transit, the train transit. Take over two trains. You get all those trains to come and listen. Fill up the trains, but it's going to be those people, and you bring those trains directly to the precinct. Open one door and direct everybody out right into the cages. That'll stop all that bullshit. Because it's not a protest if you're busting out windows and starting fires in people's cars and beating bitches up. They were beating bitches up. I was like, for real? Next thing we got is Muslims doing the same thing, and they don't beat bitches up. They rape them. They throw those bitches in the middle of a mob. They fuck them until the niggas on the outskirts be pushing people away. I know God is good, but I know that bitch. You can't just be fucking her free. At least let me in. You know what I'm saying? Fucking this is. Crime of opportunities is all those fucking protests are. Then there was, you saw the riots in Mexico? They were looting and shit in the stores because their gas has been raised. The price of their gas has been raised 20%.
Uh-oh.
They're paying $31.14 a gallon.
Wow.
Can you imagine that thing? $31.14 a gallon. Nigga, I can't go nowhere, dogs.
Exactly.
I can only go around the block and back. I need to save gas in case of an emergency.
Well, they'll be going back to the borough.
Why do you think they did the soft assault on the border? Yo, the niggas is going crazy. This dude...
Gotta get gas, man.
Pignetto, this nigga's dead behind
gotta
our money.
Gotta get gas, man.
They haven't been paying, so this is how he's trying to do it. I'm like, really?
They have to start smuggling gas down there now.
It just kills me when these people protest and they're like, it's discrimination to want to put a wall against Mexico. But the funny shit is, recently there were some students that were protesting. They got kidnapped and it was supposed to be some cartel that did it with the guidance of the corrupt police from there. You know what I'm saying? And then they're like, oh no, poor Mexico. Like, no, nigga, lock them away from us. You know what I'm saying? If you want to save your people so much, find a perch on the top of the wall, throw down a rope, and get your family over quietly.
I'm going to fill up on the way home right up the street for $2.19 a gallon instead of $31 a gallon.
Who is that, racetrack?
Racetrack?
Yep.
Nice, right? Yeah. Where we're at. And not too bad of a price, you know what I'm saying? I think here we get a little bit cheaper right up the block, right? Is that correct?
Speedway.
The Speedway? Speedway right up the block here is a little bit cheaper. You know what I'm saying? This is Johnson.
Yeah.
You go out of Johnson, make the left, and you'll see the speedway running your right side. And it'll take you straight to 441 to bring you back down, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or you can just go down and do the racetrack. Mm-hmm. But those two little gas stations are the most convenient ones, and they're decent. Now, these little A-Rabs here in the corner? No. I hate a place that charges one thing for gas and one thing for credit. You're getting my money, motherfucker. If anything, you're getting it faster than if I was giving you cash. With cash, you got to put it in the bag, put it in the safe, and wait to go deposit it in the bank. When you're using my card, it's going directly in your fucking accounts or whatever. You
know? Not really.
That's for credit transactions.
The bank. The bank hold that shit for 3 days before anybody gets anything. That's why these banksters are ridiculous. They hold your money for 3 days before they get the money. So they take it out of your account, hold it for 3 days before they put it in their account.
Not for nothing. We get all these fucking protests, and we really should use these shits, bro. And then they protest in the wrong place, the streets. Go somewhere where it's going to make a fucking difference. You know what I'm saying? They did the first night. I thought that was decent. They went to Trump Tower. Well, the nigga had to be in Trump Tower because, remember, he couldn't go straight to the White House.
By the way, did you hear that the United States is going to rent space in the Trump Tower?
Oh, really? To who?
To the United States for security. For him.
Oh, they're going to rent space in there?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he's moved back. He's moved into the White House now.
But his
business is out of the Trump Tower.
Did you know that he was housing homeless people and feeding them in the Trump Tower? Homeless niggas in New York? Did you know that? Nobody knows that.
What a wonderful guy.
I don't know if he's the most wonderful guy, you know, people would love to think. But the nigga's not totally a piece of shit. Obama didn't even send his brother no money. His brother's in fucking Africa somewhere, some shit. And it's a fucking a director or a fucking writer or some shit or a producer, whatever the fuck he is, that interviewed his brother is the only dude that connects with his brother, and his brother calls in for money instead of Obama. What kind of bullshit is that? Kind of bullshit is that, bro? What else is going on? I had some shit written down here. What else?
Joe,
this one is great.
They tricked me over here with dinner.
Yeah.
So I'm just finishing up. And it was delicious.
Hey, do you guys remember Clock Boy?
I do.
There's plenty, bro.
Sure.
I'll make sure.
There you go.
I don't want you to
You remember Clock Boy?
No.
That was a little Indian boy that made the clock, and all of a sudden the teacher was so scared that he called the cops. And they was like,
Yeah.
He was in school, they were like, because he's Muslim, it's a big deal. Well, he's been in court, you know. He's been in court. And his family, on behalf of him, were trying to sue the teacher and a couple of other people, the cops, the city of where the cops arrested him. Well, turns out he lost, and he is going to have to pay for everything that they had to do to defend themselves. He has to pay their shit, and he has to pay the court fees and everything. So Clock Boy just got clocked up the asshole.
Uh oh. They put a price tag on it.
I didn't read that. I was just like, Clock Boy. Said, good, because you know what? Obama would have made that little motherfucker a prank with some shit. Remember, Obama brought him to the White House. You don't remember that? Yeah, Obama brought him right to the White House. Don't you worry. You know, Allah is beautiful. Allahu Akbar. Fucking piece of shit.
Well, that's just proof that they had a better lawyer.
Yeah,
that's fucked up, but it's true.
Yeah.
This way, so they get the bill. Get the bill for them lawyers.
What's good out there?
What's going good out there?
Yeah, what's the best stuff available out there?
Oh. Run that question by me again.
What strain you got out there right now that you putting lips to? That's popping. You know what I'm saying? We know that We know you dab it up. But what strain right now has got you to slow down dabbing and go back to smoke a little bit of the motherfucking
grape? I've been puffing on a little bit of this. I got hooked up with a little bit of some. Soured some of this sour D. It's real earthy, so it's more is real organic. So, but it does taste real. It tastes nice. I like it. I'm liking it. Got a good high right now. It's a little bit different with the and some Girl Scout cookies. I haven't cracked it open yet, but it looks good. I know the grower, so it's always a promising.
Girl Scout cookies. We've come across that.
I didn't think I liked it the first time, but I'm not 100% remembering. I think I just didn't like the way it looked, maybe.
Where maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a different. I'm kind of not a fan of it, but there's times that you go, huh? I mean, it's the high. It gets you there, but it's not. I don't know. I'm not a burner fan. That's why.
Right.
I'm not a burner fan. But that's, I don't know. I got, you know, every time it's different. They had this one stuff, Durban, but that one's gone. That was beautiful. I like that one. But, yeah, right now, this is the one. Couple things I'm popping right now. There's some other stuff out there. We'll give you a better taste test next week.
There you go.
Yeah. Now I'm just right now in hand. That's what I had, but I'll go around and when I smoke somebody, I'll keep that in mind. And we'll give us the taste of the week.
That's what's up. Even now,
if it's elite, now it's legal. I'll see if they'll like that's a good idea. I'll find out who my pick of the week, and I'll give the grower's name. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's nice. That would be interesting.
That'd be, yeah. And it was grown by such and such. And yeah, that sounds like a cool idea. Give me something else to do.
What I'll do is I'll make sure that we
smoke.
Find your Okay,
but,
we'll put this on for you for when you do that.
Smoking Joe. From bud to blue.
Now, if you go to www.mindodopemusic.com, you can pick up their 3-disc DVD of How to Grow Mindo Dope.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. And it'd be signed and everything. So they sign it and. Check it out. Learn how to grow the monsters.
The monsters.
Man, those guys are just like shooting out the woodwork right now. Their brand's taking off. I gotta give big props.
Keeping busy.
Okay, got a lot of hustle. They put a lot of hustle in their brand, and They got their product in bagged up already, and Mindo Dope, I guess you want to call it, already stored the shops where they sell them at.
And nice.
It's kind of cool.
That's what's up.
their resin, their dab. They got their online product. So those guys are pushing hard and pushing forward. And, get their new CD coming out. I think they're dope. Live in Garden 2. So they got some good art that linked up with them and came out and jammed in the microphone garden. The microphone booth marijuana garden. Bam. The ganja booth.
Ganja booth.
Babylon, if you live in a glass house, don't throw stone. Leave men don't go for long. Leave the farmer,
the planters of the trees alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. The planters of the trees, all right. So, what are you guys puffing on, man?
Whatever is available, usually. I'm not even going to lie. Like, most of the weeds that come in my hands, I don't know the names.
Right.
No.
And I just enjoy that I can still get it without a green card. I mean, without my green card.
Right. That's it, man. My green card number two.
Yeah, man. Cause you know what? I don't want to be. The more I thought about it, I don't want a fucking medical card. Some motherfuckers, they try to regulate. You know, ever since your boy Obama, Black, we hope he never come back. Obama. Ever since that motherfucker, everything that they feel is a fucking What is that shit? It is, I can't just do it. They have to give me the permission to do it.
Oh, like a, application fee or...
Well, you know, it's like, you know, we all have the right to have and bear arms, but... In most states, we don't have the right just to throw a gun in our pocket and walk around unless we get a concealed carry permit. So you gotta get permission. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If that's the word I'm talking about.
Licensed.
Yeah, but it's more of a permission.
Right.
The word is that's not the word I'm looking for either. It's more of it's
registration.
It's not the word either, man. It's not the word. It's not license or registration. I remember another word. I just can't get it. I can't articulate it right now. It is. Not a privilege. It's.
Either way, he can't have his gun permit at the same
time. They allow you to do this, you know what I'm saying? And.
Yeah.
That's what they call driving a privilege. When you first get the driver's ed manual and you open it up, I think that's one of the first things it says.
It's not a privilege.
Driving is not
so
a right.
That's what they want to think about the gun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a right. It's a privilege.
Yeah.
They allow you to do it.
They can take your privilege away because you got your pothead.
Yeah, and that's what I don't like. When they give you, say I want to get my gun permit, they tell you, I'm sure in the language, I'm not allowed to smoke weed or partake in any kind of drugs and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I would gather they ask you and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? They never asked me personally. And I looked around for people to ask me, but no one ever came to me and asked me personally, so I always just marked no. You know what I'm saying? If I had somebody come and ask me personally, I'd be like, you got time to sit down?
Right.
I'm trying to change my whole situation.
Let me throw it out to you. You know, because this ain't a simple yes or no thing, you know what I'm saying?
This might get a little wordy.
Yeah,
here, hit on this.
Yeah. rights when they offer you a privilege, and that's what I don't like. You know what I'm saying? I don't dig that shit. You know, I don't agree with everybody fucking having arms and every single person, because some niggas are stupid.
Right. Well,
you see that some niggas are stupid. But if you see that you put certain things that need to be done in order to get this thing. See, like, to get a concealed weapon permit, you got to go do a couple of hours class. It ain't like a 2-hour class. It's like a 4 to 6 hour class. Don't do shit like that. Where they're going to explain to you how to be comprehensive around a firearm. How to not go and hurt anybody. And also drill into your head that you should be continuing to seek knowledge as long as you own a firearm. Always safety knowledge. Always. You should always be about looking into, you know, like, you learn these steps in the very beginning. And these are the steps that will assure no one gets hurt. But accidents always happen. But if you follow these steps, always follow these steps first, you can minimize the accident. You know what I'm saying? The accident can be non-injury forming. You know what I'm saying? It can be just an accidental discharge. Now, accidentally shooting somebody, that's not an accidental discharge. That's more of a, I forgot what they call that. That's a negligent discharge. You know what I'm saying? Because you were negligent. Obviously, your gun was pointing in a direction to hit somebody, you fucking idiot. That was negligence. You know what I'm saying? So that's a different, you know what I'm saying? You have to understand that. And this is what they...
So when you shot the dashboard of your car, it was negligent or accidental?
It was an accidental discharge because nobody got hurt.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want to know what... I just want to know what category to put that in.
That was an accidental discharge. I had been fine-tuning the trigger, and I was apparently trying to show Penny how light the trigger was, and it was extremely lighter than a motherfucker, bro. That bitch was lighter than a motherfucker. All you heard was, and the car started rolling. Like, with no power to it, just because I guess Penny just put up her leg, right? Because the car was just rolling, you know. It was scary for a second. for about a good three minutes, we didn't know when the bullet went.
Well, we know what category to put that in. Accidental discharge.
Yeah, but you know what? I followed.
Who did that?
Thank goodness no one was hurt.
I followed the three steps. Well, I managed to follow one of the three steps. There's three different steps you should always take when handling a gun, and I at least got to one of them. That no one got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because when you grab a gun, you're supposed to take the magazine out, and I did do that. Second thing is you rack the slide. I didn't do that.
Oh.
And then
that means there's still one in the chamber.
There
right?
could be one in the chamber okay. if you don't rack it. Now, I had one in the chamber, so when I didn't rack it, it was still ready to
okay.
go. So when I went, the third thing was I aimed it downward from where I was like this. You know what I'm saying? So when it shot, it kind of jumped up and went, but it went more of a downward angle.
Okay.
So I followed two of the three steps. But at least I got the third one where I didn't aim it at nobody. I wasn't like, look, Penny. You know what I'm saying?
Look at this hair trigger.
Bam! Bitch, I didn't say look at the bullet. I said look at the gun. You shot yourself. Give me your hand, bitch. Give me your hand. Oh, God, he shot himself. Why? Felicia, yeah. Were you fighting with your mother last night? Choke yourself. It's all your fault.
Oh, I'm glad no one was hurt in this accidental discharge. And
we've
got it properly categorized.
But as you grow into owning firearms or having a firearm, whatever, if you're not constantly trying to learn, then you're doing this. You're being more dangerous than anywhere else. Because you got these firearms and you don't know nothing fucking about them, but you got them. That's like an old lady having a .38 special revolver, which has no safeties, no You grab that gun and you squeeze the trigger, it's going to shoot. And she just puts it in the little night table, which is, what, three, 4 feet up in the air. And just leaves it there for 20 years. That's dangerous. Do you know how to disarm that gun? Do you move? Now, I myself have guns all over the house. In case I get accosted anywhere. My home. Okay? But when I know the kids are coming, I have to go around the house and collect firearms.
The only house where you can shit and shoot at the same time.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't think this is the only house, though. Nigga, when I look at other shows and listen to people, these niggas be having rifles in the show. They're like, yeah, that's my AR that I'm going to station the show. I duct tape the plunger to it in case the fuck shit wants to clog up. But hey, you know.
It looks like yours, the one you got in there.
My shotgun shitter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Well, you know, the longer, the more I've been around them, the more I've learned, and I constantly am always on them. So, you know, so I don't. If I leave my guns, I leave all my guns with ammo on them. I just don't have them at the ready, except for my revolvers. They don't ever have ammo in them because there's no safety. There's no mechanism. At least the semi-automatics, if you put a magazine in the gun and put the gun in, and you leave the trigger depressed, which you step back, grab that gun, you know you have to rack back the slide in order to get everything functioning to arm it.
A revolver. Gun talk. Let's do.
I got a spick. I got a cracker. Nigger. Spick. On some of the shit.
Now, wait a minute. It's not cracker first.
Yeah, cracker's the full seat.
No, crackers aren't the most hated.
Always.
No.
Yeah, like always. All right. Okay, I got two, but let's see if you got to get the first one. An 18-year-old mother.
I said not to do that one.
I am doing this one. Videos herself performing fellatio upon her 4-year-old son on Periscope to show off her skills.
What's Periscope?
It's like an Instagram or, you know, saying one of those. It's a social media. It's a social media of some sort.
All right.
And apparently someone in Texas saw the video and was outraged and called the cops. The cops got involved. What do you think this 18-year-old mother is?
Probably a tweaking white woman.
She's a what?
A tweaking white woman. What do you think?
Wow. Well, you know what I say, Mr. Live. Bob, if you don't know for sure, just bet on black.
Steve's betting on black.
No.
Nigger. We got two niggers. It's Smokey. What you got, Smokey?
A cracker.
He says it's a tweaking white woman.
All right.
Taylor.
18-year-old mother. I didn't write her name, but we can pull her up on Tommy Sotomayor.
There's the answer then.
She's a nigger.
He don't bash.
Listen,
everybody.
He only bags magnets. No, bro. Bitch is sucking her son's dick to show that she can suck dick. Now.
No, man. But a 4-year-old? That's like a freaking.
You know. You know.
What bragging is
okay,
that?
Hold on a second. This becomes a dilemma, right? And I'm going to explain to you what my dilemma is. You know, we're all decent people. You know what I'm saying? And when you hear a story like this, you
think
go...
for yourself.
Okay. I like to think I'm a decent person.
I'm not.
But when I hear a story like this, instead of just going, what kind of disgusting bitch is this? I got to ask, Does a 4-year-old's dick get hard?
He got a ask.
Did he not? Did he not? I mean, what happens?
Oh my God.
If it would have been a little girl, I wouldn't ask some of these questions. Steve would, but I don't know. Did she bleed? Because, you know, if she bleeds, she needs. Did you smell her all the way up and enjoy the 4 years that she's been tight?
Well, Penelope, I'm glad we were right.
I got another one. You want to hear another one?
I rarely get them. Too.
This one is good. You want to hear another one?
All right, come on.
I got another one. Cation, where the cops were called.
What?
One of the women gets upset. She's angry. So she decides that if the cops continue to put hands on her, she's going to have to defend herself. So she plunges both hands in her pants and whips out a fully loaded
tampon.
And slap the cop with a bloody tampon, nigga. Slap the cop with a bloody tampon. Like, hold that, bitch! Now, I don't want to mention
this
gentleman, but we are gentlemen and we don't know as much as women know. There is boogers and shit on bloody discharged twat blood. Nigga, there'd be like stabs and fucking like pussy hairs and yo, nigga. What the worst of the worst you could think of, the blood could smell like. And the mist yanked out this shit like it was a pistol and done coke cocktail.
That's assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, Lord. That's murder by cop.
I'll bet you.
No, that's murder by cop, nigga. That's murder by cop.
I bet you she got charged with.
Captain Murder.
Yeah.
No, that's murder by cop, nigga. She should have been shot right then and there.
Well,
I would have shot the bitch and took the bloody tampon and put it in the hole.
That's a tough.
Like, bitch, I'm trying to save you. Call the cop.
I hope you wouldn't have touched it. I hope you would have pushed it out.
No, you know, they
got
your
gun.
With my nightstick. No, my nightstick, nigga.
Shoved it down with the muzzle.
Right over the nightstick. Jamming that shit in. You know, when you try to give it good, you give it elbow grease, and you got the tongue sticking out of the side of your face.
Where was this at?
This was actually in Florida. I think like Kissimmee or some shit like that.
All right.
Well, I'm ready to guess.
Go.
Let's go make it an evening of it. Let's bet on black one more
black
time.
Black again?
Let's go.
You two think that a nigga's gonna reach up in their pants and pull out some smoking?
That was a tough one for me, man. It can go either way.
I've seen white bitches do some funky dunk back in the shit.
I do. I know some Latinas might do some crazy shit just to get out of the situation. You know. And black did pop in my head first, right when you said altercation before the
cocktail.
So, let's go with black.
Kissimmee's got a few black people too.
Yeah.
Mike's one in the quarter.
I'm gonna go Latina. Just say she had to get out of the situation.
Okay.
I had too many warrants. Bam, take that one. Bam, I gotta get out of here. Come on.
I didn't write the bitches' names down because I didn't feel that mattered to me. But it was two black dykes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Matt the Thousand.
And let me just tell you something. Let me throw this out. Let me throw this out there. Yes, a black dyke bitch would do some shit like that. Yes. Because a black dyke bitch don't. I don't know where they come from. But they don't got no fucking sense. I mean, yo, you can put them in their place. Don't get it fucked up. If you got a real dick and balls, nigga, you can put them in their place. But if you tuck him, nigga, you best to be ducking. I'm telling you, I'm making this crazy, yo.
Shane,
you know
Shane, fling it and slap you in the face with it.
Yo, nigga. Yo. Black dyke bitches? Them bitches is a party. Let me just tell you, nigga. You know, Aunt Live thinks he's a party, but them bitches is a party, nigga. I done hung out with a few. Them bitches is a party, yo. You know what I'm saying? They be like, yo, nigga. I'm like, yo, this guy. Do it. I ain't going nowhere. I bet, bitch, I can't even run. I'll be with you. Go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do. If you ain't never hung out with a black dyke bitch and her crew, nigga, you are missing the fuck out. It's a fucking party, yo.
Thank God I'm missing one.
Oh, nigga, you missing out, nigga. Nah, you missing out, nigga. Don't be thanking God, nigga.
You missing out. I've met a couple of angry ones.
See, now, black niggas in a group don't hang out with none of those niggas. The only thing you're gonna wind up is getting the rest of the shot or fucking robbed. And I'm like, fuck, what the fuck? Nah, fuck. Them niggas ain't even no fun anyway.
All three.
You know what I'm saying? Always, for a group of five niggas or more, niggas is broke. All seven of these niggas trying to fuck one bitch. Like, damn, nigga. Look at your boy. Odin Square. This nigga, remember back in the days, if you go back into the early shows, you remember the Ant Live burned this young Negro. He's a good boy. It's my dude. You know what I'm saying? It's my little Negro. That's my dude. But I had to be like, yo, nigga, you come to a fucking office party, seven niggas deep. One car. Seven niggas deep. One car. And an eighth amongst all of y'all. Like, really, nigga? Like, nigga.
Brings his posse.
My nigga. And then the niggas all wanted to fuck one posse. I was like, one old bitch, too. I was like, God damn, nigga, y'all really gonna look at that like that? Y'all really just gonna be looking at her like that? Like, oh, so niggas is drooling and all that?
A mothering experience.
Oh, my God. It was sad.
Sad.
Now, you want to hang out with one or two black niggas and do that. You know what I'm saying? Don't go with a crew. Don't go with a crew, nigga. Especially if you white, nigga. Don't do it, nigga. Somehow, you're going to be the butt of the joke at the end of the night, nigga.
Somehow,
nigga. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't black and you're hanging with those niggas, you better be fucking black-hearted. Your shit better be pumping fucking dark Kool-Aid, nigga. Because them niggas, when they see that you're evil, they be like, God damn, nigga. We don't want to hang out with that nigga no more. He don't even care about life. What the fuck is wrong with him? How do you be Jesus, yo?
Ugh.
What else we got going on? I had a whole bunch of shit.
Why don't you wrap up the show with the story on the chest?
On the hook? Oh. So check this out. Y'all niggas know that my daughter's growing up.
We can't keep Steve hostage all night.
You know my daughter's growing up. She's got all these little girlfriends, little homegirls or whatever. She's in high school. High school, I guess, that is when the wild shit went down. Because when I was in high school, we was doing some wild shit. You know what I'm saying? So, these little girls... girls, they had a little certain beef with my daughter. They wasn't digging her because her and her friend were at odds. And they were cool with her friend, so they were trying to, you know, play my daughter, and my daughter was just shouting them out. You know what I'm saying? These little girls thought they tough, but they're a little gang of whores. You know what I'm saying? So one of them went and fucked some boy or whatever, and all of them know, all the girls know. So, one of the girls that my daughter knows, that we've driven home and all that.
Taking her out to dinner with us.
We've taken her out to dinner with us, you know what I'm saying? And Kyla turns to me, and she's like, these little girls, they need Jesus in their life, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, Kyla, man, you know, if you come home, if I find out you banging, you'll find out how hard it's going to be to walk with broken knees, you know what I'm saying? Let alone opening your fucking thighs for some dick, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to break your fucking hips, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, she goes, Daddy, you ain't got to worry about me. She was like, you know, then she said, one of my friends did A-N-A-L. You see how the nigga perked up? You see that this nigga?
Say what?
I wasn't paying attention. Say that again. This little girl's about 15. Giving up an asshole. First of all, supposedly dancing, lap dancing all these little boys in the park, putting her ass on their dicks, and then let one of them fuck in the butt. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Because, you know what I'm saying? I just looked at my daughter. She was like, I know. I was like, I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's scary.
So our joke now is A-N.
And you know, whenever I, because Steve helps out with the show, we got to pay a rate, so I throw him a check every month for the show. But I like to put, you know, in the notation section, I like to put like for oral sex, or, you know, for you know what I'm saying, or what would I put, for a rusty pirate, you know what I'm saying? The other one was, what was the other one? It was some shit. I forgot what it was, but it was something like fucking come out the
Happy Sanchez or.
Oh, yeah. So I write little notes on the shit. So that way, when the chicks that are in the bank cast a check, they see that the nigga's fucking.
You should see these. This new branch I'm going to. Oh, my God. There are two of the hottest chicks in there.
You make sure you go to the
They're the only two I go to in there. Holy shit. This one black woman that's standing in front opening the doors. Shit. I don't know why she's not living with a millionaire. Holy Christ. She should own that bank.
Steven, because the pussy is free. It's a crack that costs money, nigga. Damn.
Wow.
I schooled you, though, nigga. I schooled you. Ah, man. Yeah, so that's what that story was all about. And now that little girl cannot come eat with us. She can't do nothing. I don't want her around us. I don't. Not that I'm like, oh, she's disgusting. It ain't that. It's that now she's doing stuff and trying to keep secrets.
Well,
I don't want to get around where something happens and then she tries to throw it like, oh, you know, that they knew or they found out. I don't know what kind of story, you know.
Yeah, not a good influence on your daughter. So that's why you
I mean, she's going to see her regardless.
Well,
school,
but
not
you
gonna
don't
hang
have to. Yeah, you don't have to make things worse. Or
you know, I felt like I wanted to call her parents, but I don't know if her dad is even here. I think he's in Haiti or some shit. I don't know if the mom gives a fuck. And I don't want to just call like, oh, you know your daughter's getting fucked in the ass. What? What? Bitch, why ain't you telling me so we can get money? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Like, you never know. So I'm just like, I don't want to. I was lost. I felt like just seeing the little girl like, listen, just because you get fucked in the ass don't mean you're not a virgin. It means you're a dirty bitch. Don't ever contact my daughter again. But I'm like, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I can't stop all the things that my daughter's going to see. You know what I'm saying? I can't. Because nobody could stop the shit when I was seeing it. And trust me, nigga, they thought they could. They couldn't stop nothing. I was in the middle of that shit.
So is this chick on Craigslist?
Nah, Steve. She's nowhere for you to be found. I'm sorry, my friends. Your love and all that, nigga, but you know.
Nothing on Periscope or whatever?
Nah, nigga.
Oh, man. No, man.
I'll leave you at Colorado.
All right, did you guys enjoy the Super Bowl? Did you enjoy Super Bowl Sunday?
Hey, I won $5 on
there
the game.
Yeah.
I won
$5. Man.
I got a good story behind that.
Illuminati right there. Yeah, Illuminati King.
Joe, I got a good story about that bet in the Super Bowl. Girl comes to me at work and asks me about the Falcons-Packers game the 2 weeks before.
Right.
And she said, oh, I don't know. I don't know who will win that game. I go, you know, I would rather see the Packers. She goes, oh. She goes, I'm a Falcons fan. I'm from the Atlanta area. I said, oh, okay. Well, you want to put a little friendly wager on the game? And she says, sure. So I said, well, how much you want to lose? She says, $5. Okay. So the Falcons win 44-22. I pay her the $5. I said, are you going to give me a chance to win that money back? She says, sure. And I said, are you going to bet that same pony? You going to ride that same pony one more time? She says, I sure am. Well, you know, that's smart. I mean, you know, you're betting with your heart. I guess that's good. So, you know.
No, I bet
the same $5. The game, a couple days before the game, I said, look, I want your phone number so I can text you during the game because I want to feel your tears. I want to feel your pain. And she goes, oh, my God, you're horrible. I go, well, you know, it's a friendly bet, right? You know.
Right.
So,
this nigga just got creepy. Yeah. Like this. Yeah. I don't know. I want to give him my number. He just want to feel my pain. Like, my pain. The nigga didn't say that. He said he want to feel my pain. She grabbed his fat. Is he like Donald? Will he grab my pussy?
So we're texting each other during the game, and of course, the Falcons are whipping up on the Patriots the first three quarters.
Right.
And it's getting late. I got to get up early. I decide to go to bed. But the last text I sent to her was, I'm going to spend the fourth quarter counting out 500 pennies for you. And she texts me back laughing. She goes, that'll work. 5 pennies will spend. No problem. So I go into work the next morning, and I'm talking to this other young lady, and I said, oh, you were late this morning. Was it because of the game? She says, yeah, I stayed up and watched it. She said, what'd you think of the outcome? I said, well, I went to sleep. I go, my team was losing. She goes, oh, well, the Patriots won. I went, what? The Patriots came back and won. So I went into my second job and collected the $5.
She didn't give it to you in pennies?
No, but I work in a place where I work in a window where you can see me work my magic. And I hung the $5 bill right up on the window. So she walked by it every day, all day long. She had to walk by it and see that $5 bill hanging in the window.
No wonder he don't get pussy like that. You see that shit? She would have gave him his number. He could have been texting her dick pics.
I'm a bad loser and a bad winner.
He could have texted her a couple of dick pics, like, boom. Maybe if the uprights were up like this, upright like this, he wouldn't have missed that shot. You know what I'm saying? And she'd have been like, damn, nigga. That's fourth and goal. That's what I'm talking about, boo-boo.
She came in the next day. She was on her way to Atlanta to get some personal business taken care of.
Yeah, go slap somebody in the face.
And she, I said, what'd you do, come back in and need $5? Well, hey, you need me to loan you $5? You said, shut up.
Shut up, you could have helped us. Oh, that's funny. Steve, you're horrible, Steve.
Yeah, I want to feel you.
Yeah,
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I'm grateful that Steve swing by.
tomorrow is National Bagel Day.
Oh, nice. That means that they're going to be riding you like a fucking slogan.
That's what they say.
You got bagels. You got Cube One special on bagels tomorrow, what?
I don't know, but I think we're the only three people to know about it because I don't see where we're going to be all that busy.
Hey,
I bet if you ask 99 out of 100 people, and they wouldn't know it.
I'm going to post it on Facebook and tell them you put it on where you're at.
Yeah, thanks.
Before we go, I want to throw a big shout out.
We work at a bar, man. We used to work at a bar. And sometimes it would be like almost 11:30, and they would be dead. And we'll say, all right, we'll wait one more hour, half hour, you know, close at midnight if nobody shows up on the off days. And sure enough, we'd be waiting, and then we'd be all getting all excited to talk about it. And all of a sudden, bam.
Get a
people
rush.
Show up.
Yeah.
A rush.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, before we go, I want to throw a big shout out to Amber Rooney. She just got accepted to do her residency in California, in Clayton, California. So she's going to be doing her doctor thing, her Grey's Anatomy thing out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little upset she's so far away in case shit hits the fan. We don't have our surgeon, you know what I'm saying? But she's out there cutting into motherfuckers and saving lives. So we're proud of her. We love her. You know what I'm saying? God bless her.
What a way to look at it.
You know, we got cousin Joe on the West Coast that, you know, he'll be able to, you know, get a beat on her one day for me, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Everything is all right. Let her know that she's got an anchor out there. And what else got going on? That's about it. Smokey, why don't you get us up out of here, Smokey?
All right, man. Sending smoke signals from the West Coast. Catch you out Friday morning on KMEC radio.org. Once again, www.kmecradio.org. And bam, boom. Are we rocking tomorrow night or what's up?
I figured since we did tonight's show, we're going to be off tomorrow.
All right, then.
Unless
then
you
want to
rock, you know.
Hey, I don't know. I'm just checking in at you right now while we're here live. So, catch you next week.
We got Steve Stoner in. We got everybody happy. You know what I'm saying? We'll save tomorrow's show, and we'll get back down again next week.
All right. You think this is going to be a good Wednesday spot for Steve, or what's up?
I don't know. I just thought I would catch his ass here. But you know what I'm saying? We could set it even earlier if he wanted to. But I want to make sure that the man don't die on us.
I want to thank you guys for tricking me into a show tonight.
Yeah, we missed you.
Right on.
Miss you in another week or so. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll try to ambush him once every 2 weeks. You see, maybe we can get Steven twice a month or something.
All right.
Well, let's get up out of here.
Thanks again. And Penelope, I'm sure appreciate dinner.
Anytime.
Yeah,
home cooked meal.
Yep,
great.
And a go bag.
Yep. And thanks for kidnapping me and letting me do the show with you guys. I missed it. Yeah, I missed it a lot.
We miss having you.
Yeah.
All right, it's your boy Ed Live, Smoker Joe. Steve Stoner is bad. At least for today. Nellope. Everybody get involved. You know, I appreciate you guys. I love all you guys. We'll probably skip tomorrow night so that way we can have a little day off. You know what I'm saying? Smoke a joke and spend some time with his son and do all his little duty dads. You know what I'm saying? And we'll get with y'all next week. All right? So don't forget, smoke. And make sure you come and check us out next week, y'all. We out.
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops.
I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the family. I'm your doctor when you need, want some coke, have some weed. You know me, I'm your friend, your main boy, thick and thin. I'm your pusher man.
fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who's been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happy. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.
My name is Paula Deen, and just to clear the record, I have never called anyone a derogatory name in my life. Oh, can you put this on hold for a minute? Hey, excuse me! Move away from my car, nigga!
Fuck you!
And you too, spit! Okay, now turn it back on. Y'all have a good day now, and I hope that clears the record. And make sure you stop by my restaurant in Savannah, Georgia, Lady and Sons. We'll be happy to serve you. I'm Paula Deen. Thank you for your time.